Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 20th, 2018. Today is Tuesday in the first week of Lent. She was born in Albania in 1910. By the age of 12, she had decided to serve God as a missionary. Shortly thereafter, she traveled to Ireland, joined a Catholic religious order, became fluent in English, and completed her education. Then she traveled to India, where she would live for the remainder of her life. In 1950, at the age of 40 years old, Teresa of Calcutta received permission from the Roman Pope to found a new religious order, the Sisters of Charity. It was an inauspicious beginning in that Teresa had 12 other women in her initial congregation. They began their work of hospice and caring for those that society had cast aside, the dying, the diseased, the suffering. It was hard and tedious work, grief-filled work, stressful work. But this diminutive nun, barely, if even, 5 feet tall, kept after the ministry that God had laid on her heart. By the time she died in 1997, the Sisters of Charity had grown to a religious order of over 4,000 people. They had founded literally hundreds of hospices, hospitals, and other care facilities in 130 countries across the world. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought so much care, so much service, so much love could have emanated from one little Albanian girl in the backside of nowhere at the beginning of the 20th century? But Mother Teresa, or as the Roman Catholics now call her, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she is the epitome of the way our God works. In today's reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking to a people who are struggling with what it means to follow Jesus in a world where power is what counts, where wisdom is what counts, where economic stability is what counts. Not unlike our world today, is it? To the people at the church at Corinth, Paul writes, "Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are." We live in a time where it is easy, at least for me, to become frustrated, to feel powerless, to feel helpless, to feel as if there is nothing we can do. It may feel sometimes like the best thing to do is simply withdraw from our interaction with the world. And this is where I believe we can take some lessons from Mother Teresa, who began small, but began with a dedication to what she believed God had called her to do. what would it look like for just a few of us to receive that kind of dogged determination to persevere in spite of obstacles, to remain faithful to our call even when faced with failure on multiple fronts? Perhaps it would be easy for us to think that, well, that's Mother Teresa, and we're a far cry from her. But what if there was nothing special about this little girl from Albania, except she believed God had called her to a particular ministry? And she believed it so fervently that she simply would not give up on the ministry to which she had been called. Think about it. This little nun counseled the rich and the powerful, challenged the politics of her day, maintained her call and her confidence even in the midst of her own doubts and troubles. This is not a superhero. This is a regular person convinced of a call from God. Well, in our own lives, wherever we may be, how are we listening for the call of God? How are we listening to ways to be of service to God's kingdom in the world? That's the question, I think. How do we, as people who perhaps don't possess the power, don't possess the wisdom, don't possess the wealth, we don't come from anything in particular, how do we listen for God's call and then, once hearing it, remain faithful to it? Paul concludes his summary to the Corinthians this way. He says that God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Maybe the reason we are so prone to doubting our own possibilities is because we want to take the credit instead of giving credit to God. It's worth thinking about. To repeat Paul, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Let us pray. Grant to your people, Lord, grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only true God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.